Contact Center Focus, the reality training podcast.
Hello, CCFers. Hello, Bobby. And welcome to another episode of Contact Center Focus. And what are we focusing on today?
Well, Jeremy, today's episode follows on from our recent one on I need to check with my manager. So we talked all about the habit that you hear very, very often in contact centers and call centers where people say, oh, I'm just going to check with my manager and then they'll come back and off we go. Now, we talked a lot about that in that episode, and we're going to now take an element of that and go into it in a little bit more detail. We have worked in contact centers for years. In fact, our first job, you may remember, Jeremy, was in a contact center in Folkestone in Kent. Mm-hmm. That was our first gig.
When was that?
Oh, that was back in the early 2000s.
It was.
And if we think back over that period, one of the things that we've come up with is constantly thinking about how people taking calls or making calls interpret prices, discounts, and offers. So let's imagine you're selling products for £500 and there's an offer in place where you can get that product for £450. So the customer comes on the line and you're talking all about the product. Now, you have an option. You could sell that product for £500. There you go. It's a really good product, £500. Because there's an offer in place, you think, well, I may as well use that. So you say, hey, it's normally £500, but there's an offer going, you can get it for £450. And the customer goes, oh, that sounds good. And they may or may not decide to buy at that price. What happens, of course, and this is a very, very common thing, is that brands think, that's maybe not enough. Maybe we don't understand enough about our customers to believe that they will buy at either £500 or £450. Maybe we need to have a special price of £420 that we will only allow a manager to agree to. So they will have a certain number of these lower price options in their drawer, a bottom drawer offer, and an advisor, an agent, can go to the manager and say, look, I've got somebody who's really interested, but I'd love to offer them the £420. And they go, well, you've only had one this week. Yes, you can have another one. Go and do it. Now, I want to take this into the psychology of the customer. So imagine, Jeremy, you are a customer. And you're thinking about buying, at £450. And then you're going to see if you get any more off, okay? So there you go, sir. It's a really good product. And the good news for you is that today it's available at £450.
£450, is it? The log store is £450, right?
The log store, yeah.
So it's self-assembly. And then, as you've said, I can keep that kind of quantity of logs in it. Okay, good. I've done a bit of looking around on the internet. That looks about 50 quid more than a lot of log stores that I can also buy. So I'm wondering if you could sell this to me for 400 quid and then I'll place the order.
Well, look, can you just bear with me a moment? Can you just hold the line for a minute? I won't be long. There might be something I can do on that. So can you just wait a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Now, you put the customer on hold. You go and speak to your manager. Jeremy, you're the customer. What are you thinking at this precise moment?
Ah, well, chancing my arm. I mean, 450 is all right. It looks quite a good log store. If I can't get one, at least he tried. If I can get one, marvellous.
What do you know is going to happen, honestly?
I'm going to get a bit of money off, aren't I? I'm going to get a bit more off. Whether it's a tenner, 15 quid.
So I come back on the line and I say, well, I've just spoken to my manager, sir. Yep. He's never done this before.
Right.
But I'm now able to offer you that log store for 420. Shall I process the order for you?
420.
Yeah.
So another 30 off.
That is, and includes free delivery.
Yep, I'll order that. Thank you very much.
Ka-ching.
Do you want me to do an inflated fake NPS about you? Oh, sorry, wrong podcast.
Yeah, we'd listen to our podcast on NPS to talk about that.
Contact center agent, make sure you're sharing CCF with your colleagues. These short podcasts from Reality Training are perfect for huddles, buzz sessions, learning sessions, and group coaching. For more info on how Reality Training transform contact centers, visit realitytraining.com and get in touch.
Now, let's think about the psychology there. The customer knows he's going to get some money off. Okay, the moment you go and ask for that lower price, the customer knows this. Okay, you do not have to do this. Now, there's two things you can do. As an organization, you can either say, look, you are all empowered to sell at the lower rate if the customer's pushing it, because we're still making money at 420. So rather than go to your manager, just improve the customer experience and do it. Or you can try something else, okay, which is this. So there you go, sir. It's a lovely log store and it's £450.
Right. I have done a bit of research looking at other log stores, same sort of size, same type of wood, grain, tilt, and a lot of them are coming in around the 400 mark. So if you could do it for 400, I'll be very happy to place the order with you.
I understand how you feel. So you're saying that you found similar log stores for 400?
Yeah, similar, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other issues with this particular product that we've been looking at?
No, I think it's easy to assemble. I think it's about the right amount of wood I could store. No other... Just the price.
Okay. If I could just remind you why this one is absolutely perfect for you, would that help?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, you said to me earlier that because of the size of your wood burner, you have to have 17-inch logs to go into your wood burner. And this particular log store is 25 inches across. So not only is it going to take the size of logs that you're having, but you're also going to keep the rain off those logs as well, which means they'll be drier burn more effectively. And of course, I would just will remind you, there is free delivery included. So at £450, you're getting a brilliant log store and it'll be delivered to your door tomorrow.
No, fine. Yeah. Let's get on with it.
Ka-ching. Now, what are we doing there? We're handling a price objection, but we're also not devaluing what it is we're selling by saying, hang on a minute, let me go and see if I can get you a discount from my manager. Why couldn't you offer that in the first place? Were you trying to rip the customer off at £450? When you could have done it for £420 the whole time. This is a really, really important point. Why do we keep deferring to managers for further discounts? Why not handle the objection effectively, Jeremy?
So strategically, if we're to use such a grand word, which we don't even really need here, you could decide and the message could come out going, the lowest rate we're selling our log stores for right now is £450. We're coming out of season anyway. People buying them now are not going to be burning as much wood. So actually, they want a new one for next season. So it's worth every penny. And as the out of season comes up, we're going to creep back up to 500. So instead, you can tell them that it's £450 until a week Thursday.
Brilliant. Now, this is, again, underused. This product will be this price until this date when it will go back up to the original price. That's it. There's your incentive to buy. It's called scarcity, and it's a really important persuasive factor. Now, we will be doing other podcasts on this subject because it's one that reoccurs and reoccurs. But we believe that deferring to managers for discounts hugely devalues you, the individual, as a professional, but also I think it devalues the brand and the product. It shows that there's a lack of integrity. It shows that there's something a little bit loose, a little bit market traderish about what you're doing. You're not in a market. You're on the phone or you're doing web chat and you are engaging with the customer in a professional way, selling your products or services at the full value to that particular customer. Now, of course, you need to ask customer questions. You need to create value statements. You need to make sure you understand the value of that product to that customer. If you don't, you're not doing a job properly and you haven't been trained properly. So that's another thing to consider. Anything else to add, Jeremy?
No, I just hope you have logged this and you can act on it. Any more wood-based puns? No. So let's stop deferring to managers, full stop, and especially for the extra bottom drawer under the counter in the sealed envelope, back of the packet, whatever it is, offer. They should not exist.
Okay, we'll see you on another CCF very soon. And if you like this, please share it and look out for more. Take care.
Bye.